When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This podcast
is Entel Enhanced.
Welcome to You Come First with me, Megan Barton Hansen. You may know me from the 2018 series of Love Island. Since before Love Island, I've always had a passion for women's rights and interests. So I'm here to tell you everything you need to know when it comes to putting yourself first. Whether this be in a relationship, in the bedroom, your career, or your mental health. I've called in friends from around the world for an intimate, unfiltered conversation that will change your life forever. Expect lots of laughter, a few tears, and for the penny to finally drop as we discuss the most taboo and private topics. I'm here to get brutally honest. When will you realise that you come first? The best way to listen to this podcast is on the Entel app, because while you're listening, behind the scenes, photos, links and exclusive content will appear. It's spelled E-N-T-A-L-E, so go download it now and check it out. In this episode, I'll be talking to the lovely Scarlett Howard, radio presenter and model. We will be discussing the stigma around OnlyFans. So I'm assuming everyone listening to this knows me and knows what OnlyFans is. But if you've been hiding under a rock, it's a website where influencers sell exclusive content. Anything from cooking videos to comedy and celebrity workouts. But recently, it's become famous for its more explicit content. Hey Scarlett, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. So I feel like since OnlyFans has blown up during lockdown, it's a topic everyone wants to hear about. And I feel like you're a great person to get on my podcast. It's a really exciting episode for me. Everyone associates me with OnlyFans. But I think for me, you're a massive role model on OnlyFans.
Thank you. I think that the most frustrating thing about the stigma around OnlyFans is that obviously everyone kind of looks down their nose at it. For me, and you know, for everyone, I think on there, it's a really empowering, important platform. It's changed the way that social media works and, you know, put the power in the hand of the creator, and people try and put that down when actually I think it's a really positive movement.
Yeah, 100%. And not only like social media, but I think the whole of the sex industry. I think for years, glamour models and anyone in the sex industry, they've kind of relied on like the photographer to put their pictures out there. But this really allows the creator and the model to shoot up to the level she wants to do. It goes exactly where she knows it's going to. Like, it's not being, she's doing the photo shoot and then it's going off to random people and she's not getting a cut. I feel like it really gives the power back to the woman.
The thing that I love about OnlyFans is, in comparison to, you know, doing a glamour shoot back in the day, is the power is in the creator. It's their content and they own it. Because if you were doing a shoot for, say, Nuts magazine, you would get paid a day rate. They might print them pictures for three or four magazines. They might reprint them later down the line, put them online, syndicate them, sell them. They can end up anywhere, but you've only ever been paid for that one day of shooting. And what I like about OnlyFans is that, you know, you're in control of your content. You sell it for the price that you want, and you can sell the same picture to hundreds and hundreds of fans over X amount of time, and you're still getting the money from that one shot.
Yeah.
So I think it really has put the power back in the hands of the model, rather than, you know, the profits going to the magazines and these production companies and so on. So I actually think it's, you know, a movement in a really good direction for us as the girls.
Yeah, 100%. And like I said, I've only known you from this group where we share and champion other girls on OnlyFans. But what did you do before you come about the OnlyFans platform?
So I've been a model for 10 years. I wouldn't consider myself a glamour model as such, although some people do put me in that category. And that's because I don't go fully topless when I model. I've never shown my nipples, and that's by choice because I didn't want to. I wasn't 100% sure, so I didn't. And B, I also now do radio presenting. So I think, you know, I am in a commercial industry, so I've got to kind of be careful what I do because unfortunately, I don't like that it's this way, but sometimes you do get put in, you know, a box or you get judged or whatever. So I've always been quite careful with the level of content I do. But over the years, I have, you know, I've gained an amount of followers that seem to like me and fans that have followed my career through modelling and radio. And I just kind of thought, you know, I'm posting bikini pictures, I'm posting lingerie pictures, I work for lingerie catalogues and websites, you know, quite sexy stuff similar to Anne Summers and that. So I'm not shy. You know, I'm used to shooting semi-nude or, you know, implied nude.
Yeah.
So I thought, if people are so into my Instagram pictures in my bikinis and lingerie, you know, why not put them on OnlyFans where they're willing to pay to look at them? Because what I found was I was spending so much time replying to people on Instagram and editing my pictures and uploading them, and time is money. So if I'm spending 3-4 hours a day on my Instagram, if I put that same content on OnlyFans, at least I'm getting something back for it.
Yeah.
So to me, it made sense because time is money. It was not a case of I'm going to be more, you know, more nude on this platform as opposed to Instagram. The content level hasn't changed for me. It's just I need something back for the time and effort that I put into my social media. So, you know, I think that makes OnlyFans brilliant.
Yeah.
But there is this stigma that now I'm on OnlyFans. Oh my God, I must be doing porn. I must be naked. And it's really not the case.
And like you said, I guess if there wasn't that stigma and judgment, why the hell would you not? You're going to post these pictures on Instagram anyway, purely just for the likes. So why would you not transfer that over to another social platform where you can actually get paid for your time and your effort? And it's win-win, isn't it? Like, I'm sure I enjoy having these photo shoots done. I enjoy getting my hair and makeup done and feeling glamorous and seeing the end result. Like, when I'm 40, I want to look back at these pictures and think,
you're
oh my God,
proud of them,
I smashed it. And we're getting paid as well. But it is, like you say, the stigma, just because it's a different social platform. People are like, oh, OnlyFans.
They assume that as soon as you've made that leap to a password, you know, well, not a password, a paywall protected platform, that means that you've suddenly turned more explicit. And I think that's such a wrong, thought to have and a wrong judgment to make because, you know, I've been on there 2 years or so now and I still haven't gone topless. You know, obviously people ask, but people ask me on Instagram, people send me dick pics on Instagram. It's not like suddenly I've entered this seedy world. Instagram was just the same for me, like men being rude in my DMs, sending pictures of their willies. But at least now I actually get paid for opening that picture.
Yeah,
you know, I still don't reply to it, but I actually get something back for it. And I just find the whole thing where, you know, people are like, oh, you know, you must be, you're a thot now, you're a whore now, you're on OnlyFans. And I'm like, well, actually, no, I'm smart. Because instead of posting that picture for 1,000 likes, I've now got that £1,000. What are we doing this for? Attention? Or are we doing it for money? Like, I've got bills to pay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can sit and take pretty pictures all day, but I need something back for it because the time spent making those pretty pictures is the time that I'm not working and making money. So this has become my job.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted you on so bad for my OnlyFans episode, because I feel like you have absolutely smashed it. You was doing it anyway on Instagram. And like, I've come from Love Island, where we spent the whole 8 weeks walking around in next to nothing. And loads of the girls, I'm not cussing anyone out, but everyone who I went on that show with still post underwear pictures, bikini pictures, but they haven't capitalized on that by getting on your fans because of the stigma.
I find that so frustrating from as an outsider, obviously, as a reality outsider, a reality star, it's not something I've done. But I find it frustrating that when you were on Love Island, you were in a skimpy bikini all day. No one was calling you a whore or a thot or an OnlyFans slag or whatever. But now that you're in a bikini on OnlyFans, suddenly you're the worst thing ever. And it's like, it's the same content, but you know, men that slag it off because they're like, oh, you know, you must be doing this, must be doing that, because they don't understand why a man would pay to see those images. That's just because that's not them. They wouldn't pay. What they need to understand is there are men that will.
Yeah.
So just let them.
And if there wasn't that supply and demand, we would be out of it. If men didn't want to sign up and pay, we would just stay on Instagram and post the bikini picture once a month as opposed to three times a week because people are paying for it. If there wasn't that, I think people fail to see that. It's the same with any kind of sex industry career, I guess, like stripping, glam modeling, whatever, webcam. If there wasn't that like demand from the man, women wouldn't do it. We'd be out of a job. But no one recognises the fact that there's men there wanting to see that. It's just the woman's bad because she posts that.
Yeah, that's they're the sort of men that would slag girls off for being on OnlyFans and say that we're the bad ones. Who's paying for that? What man in his right mind would pay for that? But there are men that will. There are men that will pay just to interact with you. They don't need to see your nipples. They don't need to see your nun. Like, you don't have to get naked. There's still an industry for that interaction. And I feel like, you know, like I said, it frustrates me looking at reality stars posting in thong bikinis on Instagram for free. And they could be making money off that content.
Just for the likes or to make the Daily Mail.
They're doing it for the likes or, for, you know, because it makes them feel good. That's fine. But you can really quickly pick out who's in this for attention and who's in it for money. Because, you know, sometimes I say to some girls, oh, you should go on OnlyFans. The content you post on Insta, you'd make, you know, lots off of that. Not interested. And that's not even because of the stigma. They just want, they thrive off of the attention. And you can kind of tell who's in it for what.
But, yeah.
No, I think it's a really good platform, and I hate the stigma that comes with it, but just got to deal with it, really.
Yeah, it's part and parcel, I guess. Was that a big decision for you to get on OnlyFans? Because, like you said, even when you'd done your modelling work, you was adamant that you was never going to go topless, and that's a big line for you that you didn't cross. Like, do you think going on OnlyFans, did you really have to think about it, and did you think, right, I'm going to be judged? Is there certain friends you haven't told because of their judgment?
I think there are still friends in my life that kind of look down their nose at it, and there are definitely people in my life that say she must be getting naked on there. They just assume that, you know, she must be. She says she's not, but she must be. And, you know, they can have a look if they want. I'm not lying, and I would have no issue if I did get naked being honest about it. I've got in my bio on there, no nudity, non-explicit, yet, you know, I must get 10 men a day ask me for a naked picture, and I'm like, can you not read? And then they're angry with me. I want a refund. This is OnlyFans. You're scamming. And I'm like, no, it's clearly written in my bio. This is a non-explicit page. If you want to try and push my boundaries, crack on. It's not going to work. And like, I've had boyfriends in the past, you know, you're on there, you'll end up doing porn. That's where this is going. Well, if I've been on there 2 years and I've still not gone topless, I think I'm all right.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to push me into doing anything I don't want to do.
There's not even a bit of areola. I'm fine. No, there's no porn career in the future.
There's been some nipple shadowing and there's been a bit of areola. But you know what? I'm on, you know, House of Fraser in lingerie for, you know, granny brands, and you can see my areola. For me, it's no different. Like, but men are happy with you being sexy when you're not making money from it. They're more than happy to follow us when we're posting bikini pictures. But the second they realise we're making money from it, then it's an issue and we're slags, basically. That's what I've realised. You're not a slag unless you make money from it.
Isn't it strange? Like, I've always said that, like, men love a sexy woman, but as soon as she takes ownership of herself and tries to capitalise on that, oh my God, you're such a slut. Yeah, you're going to go down the porn avenue. I can sense it.
Like, all these girls that I see posting the sexiest near naked pictures on Instagram are stunning and amazing, but because we post them pictures on OnlyFans and make money from it because we're smart, we're also whores, apparently.
It is bad. Like, I really struggle. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be really open and honest on this podcast. And for me, being in a relationship and having the background as a stripper and a webcam model, and obviously now I've just started on OnlyFans again, it has been something that's come up. And even recently in my last breakup, they kind of used it against me. Is this something that you've faced ever in relationships? Like, have people used it against you?
In my most recent relationship, when I met this particular person who, you know, it turned out he was a very, very insecure man with demons, let's put it that way. I was really smart. Oh my God, you're amazing. You're so smart monetizing your pictures, and you're a businesswoman, and you're sexy, and you're this and you're that. And then within a few months it was, well, you never look like that for me. And, you know, you might get close to one of these fans and build a relationship with one of them. And, you know, you're spending more attention on that than you are me. And I'm like, it's my job.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm replying to my messages on there, it's because people have paid to message me. I'm not flirting. There is no flirting on my page. I don't do sex chat. It's literally, hi Scarlett, when's your next radio show? And I'm like, you know, tomorrow, Kerrang. My page is so PG, but just because it was not Instagram and it was OnlyFans, he made an issue of it.
Mm.
And you just think, you know, that's his insecurity, and it was really, really used against me at the end. But For me, OnlyFans is like the best thing that's ever happened to me. You know, I've got an issue where I can't work a normal job, and it's a really good way for me to make money. And I don't actually know what I'd do without it.
Yeah.
So he couldn't look at the bigger picture. He was just convinced that I was going to end up doing porn and I would never stop and I'd be doing it when I'm 40. And I was just like, you know, you've got to have a little bit of faith in me. It is what it is right now. You know, in a year, it might not be OnlyFans. It might be another platform or something else will pop up. You can't be that short-sighted. But unfortunately, I think when you're an insecure man, you are short-sighted. My boyfriend before him was really lovely.
Oh my God.
Was really lovely.
Should we explain this?
So basically, I was with a guy for 3 years, and after we split up, he actually dated Megan. And Megan was the girl that I was sending in my group chat, like, who is she? Oh my God, I can't believe he's got with this girl. She's really hot. And like, I was really jealous and I just felt really insecure because he was dating you, and now we're like friends. So it's fine. But no, you obviously know he's a lovely guy.
Yeah,
I was with
he's
him
so
for years.
Sweet.
And he was so supportive of my career. And when we were together, I shot for Nuts magazine again, like implied topless, not fully topless. And he would stick my pictures on the wall. He was super proud. And, you know, it was always good luck, have an amazing shoot. And now I've been with someone like that. And then I went on to be with the really insecure guy. Like, I know I could never be with someone insecure again, like looking at the two in comparison.
Yeah, there needs to be more people like the guy
like
we both
him.
Dated.
Yeah, he was lovely. We can both say, I think, that he's a lovely guy. But it even caused issues with my parents' OnlyFans a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think my mum wasn't sure what I was posting. And, you know, she had her reservations about it. What are you doing? I don't know what you're doing on there. And then I literally let her log in and look for everything. And now she's like, oh, okay. It's just like Instagram. And I'm like, yeah.
I think it is people can't wrap their heads around that men, or maybe women, I've got a few women followers on mine, wouldn't pay for something that isn't super explicit, something that they couldn't see on Instagram. But yeah. I guess it's kind of the interaction people can get with you. Like, it's the messages. And like you said, it's not flirty, but you're able to reach these people. Whereas for me, I've got like 1.7 million followers. So I'm never going to see someone's DM. Whereas if they subscribe to my OnlyFans, there's a likelihood that I can actually respond to you. And it's that kind of connection, I guess. Whereas people just deem it because of certain things. And yes, you can go to that level of doing porn on OnlyFans, but you could do that on any kind of platform.
Yeah, you could do it. If you wanted to do it, you'd do it anyway.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's the main thing that I stopped. When I started OnlyFans, I stopped replying to my Insta DMs, and I started to say to people, like, if you're expecting a reply and a back and forth for 20 minutes every afternoon with me, you're going to have to take that to OnlyFans, because, you know, my $10 membership fee doesn't seem like a lot, but when I'm spending hours a day on Insta and getting nothing from it, it adds up. My time is taken. So I think they're paying for the personal interaction, not my nunny, not my tits. Like they're not paying for nudity and porn. They're paying to have an interaction with me and with you. And it's like, it really annoys me when I see articles about you and they're trying to put you down for being on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you know that there's content of you out there. You know that, you know, you're probably never going to be able to delete that. So why would you not monetize yourself? Why would you not monetize your content that's not even as explicit as that? Because people are going to pay for it.
Yeah, 100%. Like, that's something I'm going to have to live with. Like, when I shot them pictures, or when I was a webcam model, and I don't regret it, that was part of me, but I never knew. I would never have done it if I knew I was going on a massive show and I was going to be a role model for younger girls or whatever. But that is part and parcel of who I am, and I've got to live with that, like you say. So for me, when I go on OnlyFans and I do half the stuff that I used to do and people are still bashing me for that, I'm just like,
are they stupid?
Win.
That's what annoys me. Are they stupid? Like, you've already got X-rated content that's been put out there. So if you're doing less than that on OnlyFans, why are you being, you know, slagged off for it?
Yeah, and making X amount of money. But people see it. It's really annoying because people see it as like, oh, you didn't have much other choice, did you? I mean, your 15 minutes of fame was clearly up. You're going to have to
you
go
were
back
doing
to
this
getting
before.
Your boobs out.
No, but you were doing it before. It's not like this is a new thing for you and, oh my God, like, you know, you've really made a really bad decision here and gone down an X-rated route. Like, you already did this. So why are they now making it out like things are that bad? You've got to go on OnlyFans. Like, no, this is who you are.
Yeah. And why is it so hard for people to understand that I do it and I actually enjoy it? Like, what girl wouldn't love getting their hair and makeup done, all the attention on them for an afternoon? Like, everyone's seeing Gok Wan, How to Look Good Naked. When then women pose naked at the end of it and they've had their hair and makeup done How sassy do you feel after? Yeah. I feel buzzing after I've done a shoot.
It's fine, as long as you're not making money from it. As soon as you make money from it, you're a slut. Like, that's the moral of the story.
It's so
short-sighted. People say it to me, like, as if you've gone on OnlyFans, you know, you were quite a successful model and now you've gone downhill. I make more from OnlyFans than I did from modelling, and I don't have to leave my house. Like, it's not a stupid decision. It's a smart one. Because I can either go and earn £100 for a 12-hour day, 4 hours travelling, shooting lingerie for an e-commerce website, or I can put the lingerie on at home, take some selfies and make the £100 that way. Like, it's a no-brainer for me. Mm. And, like, people make it out as if, again, it's last resort. Oh, my God, you've ended up on there. Like, I've got a science degree and I'm a presenter and a model. Like, this is not because I've had to do it. I want to do it.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense.
And it makes you loads of money and you enjoy doing the shoot. So why the hell not? It is mad though. But I don't know whether it's because I've come from the show I have and I've got such a large following. And I think when I first come out the villa, I was kind of like overwhelmed by how much the press picks up on me having that career in the past in like the adult, I don't know, would you call it adult entertainment? Like glam modelling, whatever. And I was so heavily trolled by that. I was like, no, that's the old me. I'm never going to do that again. Obviously, since then, I've rejoined OnlyFans. So I get trolling on like a daily basis.
When you went into the Love Island house, did you try and hide those things or were you fully aware it was going to come out?
I knew a little bit some would come out. Like, obviously, there's things you can never take off the internet. I didn't know that people would screen record me on webcam, for example.
Yeah.
And then when some of the customer more girls come in, there's like, you do realise there's a video of you on Pornhub. And my heart dropped. I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, I didn't think it would be such a big deal. I thought the fact I said I was a stripper, people would put me in the slag category as opposed to being a strong, independent woman. They'll be like, oh. So that's why I said it as soon as I walked in. But I didn't realise how much the press would dig up about me and try and find picture and photo evidence. But I guess that's what's made me really... I've always been for, like, women empowerment and why shouldn't you do whatever you want with your body, but I think more so because of the fact that I was trolled so heavily. But yeah, I was going to say, do you get a lot of trolling?
I do get, you know, the odd disappointed fan that's like, can't believe you've gone on OnlyFans. And I'm like, okay, cool. So you were happy to look at my bikini pictures on Insta, but you're not happy to look at them on OnlyFans because you don't want me to benefit from it, basically.
Yeah, or like, they're tight and they don't want to pay the $10.
Yeah, or you don't want to pay. And it's like, okay, but I'm telling you the content's no different and you're acting as if, you know, I've gone and done porn on there or whatever. And that to me is disappointing because it reiterates what I was saying earlier. Men are happy for me to be sexy until I'm making money from it. And then when I'm making money from it, suddenly I'm a slag.
It's weird.
Just think it's really strange.
Why do you think men are scared of women making money from their bodies? It's like, it's fine that they can look from afar and enjoy it. But as soon as we make money from it, they shit themselves and they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I actually think looking back that my insecure ex that I mentioned, I actually think it was jealousy because I was making money from it.
Yeah.
Because I think it was fine until money was mentioned and then suddenly he was really jealous. And I think it was jealous because I was profiting from something that he couldn't do. And then it was, oh, maybe we should make a page together. And I'm like, well, hang on a minute. Earlier you were like, you know, I want you to come off there. You shouldn't be on there. Now it's... oh, but it makes money. Maybe we should go on there together. And I'm like,
oh my God,
hang
stop.
On a minute.
I love that. Maybe we should do a joint
one. It's definitely
a
money issue. It's honestly jealousy and money.
I have thought that, like, sometimes even with women, like women that don't know me and just troll me, and they're like, oh my God, you're such a slag.
Do you get trolled for more men than more women than men?
More women.
Interesting.
And I think that is because, like you say, they're maybe not jealous, but maybe they could never be as fearless or as like, fuck what my family say, fuck what my friends say, I'm going to do it for me, I'm comfortable with my body. Because there's so many girls that DM me daily, weekly and say, I'm really confident with my own body, I'd love to do it, but I'm just scared of my friends, I'm scared of my family. And I think they're not your friends then, hon. Like, you need to just get them people out of your life.
I think there are certain friends that I think worry about where is this going, like I said, but they've got to have trust in us that we know where the line is, you know when to stop. And that comes back to like you as a person. You know, people said, you know, people will pressurise you, you'll get topless, you'll do porn. And I'm like, no, I won't. You've got to have a little bit of faith in my boundaries.
Yeah.
And I think people assume the worst. You get on there doing one thing and before you know it, they think that it spirals. And that's untrue. I think, you know, that's a personal boundary issue. That's not that the site is pushing you or your fans are pushing you.
Yeah, it's definitely not the site. Like, Tiger's just jumped on there and he's doing nothing. I don't think he's doing anything himself. He's just got loads of naked women around him. Like, you don't actually have to do anything yourself. What do you think about that? Because I'm kind of like, I hope these girls are getting a good cut, because I feel like they're just accessories.
Yeah, I don't
know
how that would work. I've not looked at his page, but I didn't know that was the case. Maybe they're getting paid to shoot the content and it's being released on his page. I don't know. But I know quite a few people on there that do completely non-explicit. I had a friend that joined it as a fitness trainer, and when lockdown happened and no one could go to the gym, she was selling workouts. So it would be like $5 to open an ab workout, $10 to open a butt workout. And it is literally just a platform to monetize content. Like, this whole porn thing has got to go, because it's not everyone's doing porn.
Yeah, it's so annoying, because like, you can sell cooking videos, exercise videos, like you said, anything. But I think because that's the most like salacious thing, everyone just clung on to the fact that if you really want to go to that level, you can sell porn on there.
Don't get me
but
wrong,
but that's probably like 5% of it.
I'm happy that that's the case, because I know that X amount of members that join mine are joining in the hope they're going to see me naked. So I'm like, okay, you, because once they've joined, their curiosity is, you know, they've paid the $10. So I'm like, cool. If you're that curious and you're willing to pay the $10, that's fine. You're not going to find what you're looking for.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Yeah, but curiosity around the name helps us as users, because people will think, oh, she probably is, I'll have a little look, and then they've had to pay their money. So it only benefits us that they think that that's what we're doing, basically.
That's so true. That's what I thought with mine. I thought, even if it just makes me a bit of money for the first month, people, journalists, everyone's going to sign up just to see
just
what the hell I'm posting.
Yeah.
And then really, it's nothing more than that you see on my Instagram.
So how do you feel when you see the stories in the Daily Mail about your OnlyFans? Because I feel like every time I look on there, they're like, oh, Megan's X-rated page. Like, they're just desperate for people to put you in that category all the time.
Yeah, it is kind of disheartening. I think because as well, I've done so many talks for women empowerment and said how women should take ownership of their body. And if they want to get naked, that's up to them. And then they're still trying to put me into this bracket of like, oh, it's her only option, isn't it? Mm. I guess the 15 minutes run out quickly. It's just like so infuriating, because there's a million and one things I could have done. Like, I could have signed hair extension deal, teeth whitening deals, even though I've got the whitest veneers ever. But I've been true to myself and done something I want. But yeah, it is kind of disheartening when they try, and the narrative of these articles is kind of shame. It's like they're slut shaming me, basically.
They are. And I feel like that's the thing that's got to change, is the fact that when a celebrity joins OnlyFans, it's not because it's their last option. You know, I look at it as, when you're a celebrity, you should be joining OnlyFans at your peak, because that's when you've got the most people trying to interact with you and the most people wanting to see your exclusive content. So the fact that it's made out to be like, nothing's worked, she's got no work, she's got to sign up on OnlyFans, get her tits out, like, that is so untrue.
Yeah.
Like, you're better off signing up at your peak when your audience is bigger, but they make it out as if, you know, things have dwindled, better get on there, and it's just nonsense.
Yeah. I was glad the article came out when I was like in the top 10 celebrities in the world. I was like, watch out, Cardi B, I'm coming for you.
I guarantee, but in a year's time, everyone will be on there. It will be more saturated, but all the celebs will be on there. Because I think a few are trying to make their own PPV platforms, which is like pay-per-view platforms. But why make your own software and pay for your own website hosting when you can just make your own OnlyFans page?
Literally. It's so easy to use. I love it. It's changed my life.
It's changed my life as well. I don't know what I'd do without it. Even before COVID, like, COVID made it better, I think, because more people were at home working, so they were on there more. But before then, literally, I just don't know what I'd do without it. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And like I said, like, I've got like an illness that means I can't do a normal job. And this is literally the best thing ever, because I don't know what I would do. Like, I know it's not my only option, but I am limited with options now because of that. And it's like, it's the best thing that I could possibly do.
Yeah. It's so good that you can take like ownership of the pictures that you used to do and stuff for like Nuts magazine, and really your creative direction. Like, if you have an idea, for me, I'm so excited to go into the future and be like, for Halloween's coming up, I want to do like a Halloween shoot. And you can be so creative with it. And yeah, I think that's amazing. And another thing that I love you for is like bringing all these girls together who do it and thinking, right, let's go and do a photo shoot here. Because people would think automatically women pitted against each other.
No,
oh my
God, like,
who's gonna rank the best? Who's gonna get most money? But I love what you've done. You've brought all these women together. We promote each other, do shoots together. So it's great.
So like, I've made like a circle of OnlyFans girls, and we were in like a team, and then we shout each other out, we like push fans to each other's pages, I arrange shoots, and I'll like hire a location for 3 or 4 days, and you know, 6 or 7 girls might come down and we'll shoot together and separately and tag each other in our pictures to push the fans to spend money on each other's pages. And it is really nice in that way. It's not competitive and it's really supportive, you know, like if I'm having a quiet week on there and no one's really signed up or no one's tipping or buying my content, I might say to a friend like, oh, can you post me? And, you know, she'll post me that day and then I might get a boost. So, yeah, the community and the way it is between the girls is really nice. And
I love it.
I think that that's nicer than you see, you know, on Instagram where it can be quite bitchy
and
snidey.
I don't like time for that. It reminds me back of like in the stripper days when we would like go into the changing rooms, like touch each other's makeup and be like, right, have you tried this guy? Go and get some money off him. Have you tried this one? It's kind of the same thing. Like, we're all in it together. Whereas like you said, Instagram can be quite like catty and like, oh, who's got this many followers? Who's got that many followers? So it is lovely. And I think just to wrap it up, let's do some, what's your funniest request that you've got from OnlyFans? I mean, I haven't had as many weird ones as I used to get back in the day on webcam. That was wild, but that's different podcast. But what would you say is your weirdest request on OnlyFans?
Do you know, I get some, like, I think people that join mine that aren't necessarily fans of me, they've just come through the website and seen, you know, my link and just clicked the page, not realising I'm not explicit, will say things like, hi, I've got a camel toe fetish, can I please have some camel toe pics? And I'm like, are you serious? But it's quite funny to read. So I'm like, who says that? But like,
have you even know a camel toe was an attractive thing? Like,
to some people, apparently. There was someone the other day that has had a belly button fetish and was like, can I have pictures of your belly button?
Oh my God.
They're literally all over the internet. You don't need to pay for them.
They are two of my phobias. Like,
really?
A camel toe. It gives me really bad flashbacks of this weird teacher at school that always had a camel toe.
Oh my God.
I couldn't even look at her when she called the register. I'd be like, hi. Oh,
why?
It makes me sick. Because she always just had this really, like, high camel toe. So, no. And belly buttons. That's not cute.
what requests have you heard on there?
Always the feet. But I don't have cute feet. I've got really wide feet, like Monster Munch crisps. Like, they're not cute. I've been too shy to do it, but I might have to do it one day. They'll be severely disappointed when they see the wideness of them.
The thing is, if they're not going to know it's your foot anyway, maybe you could just use someone else's.
Google image some pretty feet.
I'm trying to think what else I've had on there. There are some proper weirdos on there. I don't know how far we can go with this.
No, be honest. I feel like this is a really good open space.
There's some people that I find do really, really specific requests. Like, hi, can you take a picture in a white shirt with 3 buttons done up and green trousers with 1 belt on that's brown? I'm like, huh? Like, they're obviously trying to recreate something very specific that's happened to them, or a fantasy that might not even be that sexual, but because it's their fantasy, they want every detail. And I'm like, maybe. It doesn't sound too weird. But sometimes I find the less sexual it is, the weirder I feel doing it, because I'm like, where has this come from?
Yeah, it's like, super
specific. Why do you want that? If it's something quite generic, then you can kind of sell the picture to everyone. If someone says, oh, I really want a picture of you in a blue bra, that's easy. And you can just sell the same pic to everyone. But no, when they're really specific, I'm like,
But the white shirt, green trousers, brown belt, I reckon it, like, he's trying to recreate some dowdy aunt from...
Definitely. Like, it's so specific and not even that sexual that you start to think, who is this in your life that you've got a thing for? Or one guy said he fancied his teacher and could I dress up like her? And I was like, okay, no.
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah, some very interesting fetishes. But I would never kink shame anyone, as long as it's not past my boundary, as in it's not topless or, you know, full frontal nudity, I would probably do it.
I just find it so fascinating. I think that's when I used to do webcam, like there'll be so many different things. And I was only young, I think I was like 21, 22. And these things would come through and I just didn't even know what to, how to react. So like, for example, this guy, he was like, I've got something to show you. So automatically I thought, right, it's going to be his dick.
Really, yeah.
Clicked on and he's there in stocking suspenders, bra. And I was like, hairy legs. And I'm like... Because, you know, some people like humiliation. So I'm laugh at him or do I say he looks stunning? And I was like, his nutsack was bulging out the side of his thong. I was like, what?
What did he want? Humiliating?
Well, I didn't want to be offensive for no reason. So I was like, oh, you look so hot. And he just rolled with it. But maybe he wanted me to laugh at him.
One of my friends on OnlyFans has a guy that sends pictures of his really small willy. And like, it is really small. You know, I've seen a few willies and it is small. And he wants her specifically to compare it to household objects and like humiliate him. So she has to be like, it's as small as a what's it out of my cupboard. And he's like, oh yeah, mom, tips. And then she's like, it's as small as a small Yankee candle. And like, she has to just list off all these objects. And she said that she'd actually run out of things to compare it to. But every time she dissed him, he tipped her more and more money.
Oh my God. Firstly, I love tiny things. Like, this is the thing. All my Instagram followers, when I used to do PAs, they used to turn up with tiny objects because I love miniature objects. Whoever this guy is, if you're listening, please follow me and I'll find the smallest things around my house and compare your Willy to it.
That's so funny. There are some really random people on there. But you know what? There's some really lovely people as well. Like, sometimes people send me pictures of their pets and, like, we talk about really normal things. Some talk to me about their families and their jobs. Like, the percentage of my page that's sexual is really small. But yeah, still, I'm still labelled a slag for even being on there. But you know what? It's not a problem. I just ignore it now.
Same. Do you know what? Like, on Instagram, I have to go through, not that I go through it often, but my Instagram, like, DM requests.
Mm.
And I go through, like, really quickly because I think the amount of abuse in here is, like, disgusting. And I know after I've read it, I'll feel really deflated and down. Yeah. But when I go through my DMs on OnlyFans, the amount of people that are like, by the way, I just want to say you're stunning, but I love what you do for women, even men. And I think, oh my God, I love this. They're so sweet. Like, it's just a different vibe. I think the whole culture of OnlyFans is just such a nicer community than Instagram is.
Definitely.
Yeah, I love it.
So Megan and I posted today on our Instagrams to ask people what their thoughts are about OnlyFans, what judgments they have or questions. And I've actually had quite a few back from girls, which is surprising for me. Normally I only get responses from men. And the girl has asked, how can you make money from OnlyFans if you only have a small following on Instagram? And that's exactly why I've set up this share circle, so that we can like support each other and push fans to each other and like help each other within the community. So that kind of answers that. And I think that is girl power, because, you know, we're helping each other, not being like, I'm not sending you my fans. Like, it's
And I think community. Don't be afraid to message other girls with OnlyFans and be like, I've seen you've got this many followers or you're doing really well. Can we swap and share pictures? I think people are more open-minded to it than you think, especially with the OnlyFans platform. I think if it's Instagram and followers like that, people are a bit funny. But I think as we're all like doing it together and we all get the same amount of shame and shade, girls are more open to sharing.
I just literally does my head in watching girls posting content that would make money for free. I'm like, why are you doing that? Someone's asked, what percentage of the money do we actually get? So we get 80% of the money we make on OnlyFans. But then obviously we have to pay tax and VAT on that. I think that's another thing. People assume that we're like robbing people and, you know, taking all this money illegally. And that's not the case. It is literally money, like income from any job. You have to pay your tax. You have to, you know, file your expenses. It is literally proper income.
I put mine all through my business, but I didn't know that it was 80%, but that's good to know because I get that question a lot, like how much I actually earn from it.
Mm.
Yeah, one was obviously what we spoke about earlier, saying do you have to get fully naked? And you're obviously proof that you don't have to do that. You're super successful. And like you said, you've been doing it 2 years. You've got a good following of fans and you've never once even showed an areola. So.
And I have no issue, like the people that do full porn on there. Like I've got friends and people I know that do full on porn, like solo and with other girls and other boys. And I'm totally for it because I just think the content is theirs. They're in control of it. They're not turning up to a studio and being pushed into a porn scene that they might regret or that they'll get one payment for and it will be around for years. Like, I love that for sex workers. Even though I'm not a sex worker, I'm totally... Well, I don't consider myself a sex worker.
Yeah.
Even though some people call me one because I'm on the site. And I'm totally for it because I think it's put the power back in the sex workers' hands. And 100%. I love that. Like, I would never, you know, I would never even suggest that I'm against anyone doing sex work on there because... It's the best place to do it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's such a powerful platform to take all of that power and control back 100%. I want to make one, but don't want to be known. I'd like to make it anonymous if possible. I guess you could do that, couldn't you? You could just take the pictures, blur out your face or just not get your face in
it. I know a few girls and we call them headless hoes.
I love that.
I've got a couple of friends that actually are on the site as headless hoes and they just show their feet or their cleavage. And they make money and it's literally just through chatting, creating like relationships, obviously not real relationships, but like you create something with the user, the fan, and they chat all day and they get tips and they're literally headless hoes. They have no idea who they are. They've got fake names and they still make money from it because that's what I mean. People aren't on there to look at porn. They're after the connection.
Yeah.
They want the interaction.
That is so true, actually. So yeah, girls get on there. You don't have to get your head out. Invest in a few wigs and you can be a headless hoe.
Sometimes I wish I was a headless hoe and then I might get my nips out. I just know that right now it wouldn't be good for me, but I'm not against it. Like, I literally feel like if I didn't do the other jobs I did, I would probably go for it on there. I don't care.
Yeah. I feel like that for me, at first, I remember when I spoke to you, didn't I? And I was like, no, I'm not going to do topless. But then I think when I'm shooting and I'm getting into it, why not? I've got fab boobs and it's like once a month. And like you said, there's already content of me out there.
It totally makes sense. Like the content's already out there, why not monetize it now? So like it's not like you're going to another level when that level's already been reached and you're not going further than it. You're sticking with what you're comfortable with, and if you want to do that, then that's up to you. Like,
and I'm not gonna lie,
you get penalized for it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, when I get these stills back and I look at them and there's like 17 pictures and there's one with my nips out and my rest of my body looks stunning and my boobs look banging, I'm like, yeah, that's definitely going on there. Why the hell not?
I just hate it that people try and shame us when we look good and they're like trying to make us not proud.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
I
just think the whole mentality of trying to shame someone for making money from their pictures is really weird.
I feel like anyone who's got like a really negative concept of OnlyFans needs to get on there for a week and try and hunt for something that is super explicit, because everyone I know on there, I don't personally know anyone who does anything more than topless.
I've gone deep into the site and I've seen some pretty explicit things on there, but that's because I've gone looking for it and it's no one I know. It's not myself. It's just that's what some users want to show. That's totally fine. But then they're the same users that have got stuff on Pornhub and on what's the other one called, My Free Cams and XXX Clips, and they're just putting their content across various platforms. Yeah, it's weird, this shaming mentality that's come about. Because I know for a fact, people obviously assume that I'm getting naked on there, that's the only way it works for me, which is untrue. But I know for a fact, if they realise that they could be on there not getting naked, making money, they would. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
So it just doesn't make sense.
That's what I mean about like half of the girls I was on Love Island with from all the series. If you look on their Instagram, a good 80% is bikini shots, underwear shots, and they're doing that for free. But they wouldn't dare go and monetize that because of the fear of being shamed. And I think that's what's sad. Like that's what really, more than the trolling sometimes, I get upset and affected by when beautiful, stunning girls are like, I've been, obviously, the whole COVID thing's happened. They're like, right, I'm out of a job. I'd love to do it, but I'm so scared. And I just think, babe, like, you've got one life. All your friends are doing it for free on Instagram. But it is the shame. And I would love to, like, click my fingers and be able to change that. But I think,
you literally just have to ignore the stigma. Like, I've accepted it now and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I try not to let it get to me, but sometimes it does. Like, things that people say really stick in my head. And I'm like, oh God, you know, what am I doing? But then I'm like, no, like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah. Because I literally was replying to the same people on Instagram beforehand and getting nothing for it. But it's, you know, they're not paying my bills, these people that have got an opinion on it.
Exactly. And I think a lot of the people that do waste their time writing paragraphs and trying to shame us are the people that deep down would love to either A, do it themselves, but are too fearful for X, Y and Z reason. Or, like you said, the people who can't comprehend other people paying to see a bikini picture or an underwear picture.
Do you feel nervous, like, dating now? People know that you're on there. And, like, how do you feel about dating when you know there's content out there?
Do you know, I didn't. I really felt secure. And I thought if I was with a girl who done it or a man who done it, I would be proud in the sense that, yeah, I love someone who's outspoken, confident and doesn't bow down to society. Mm. And I would champion that person. But yeah, since my last relationship broke down and I'd seen messages that she'd sent to her friends belittling me, I did take that really hard because, yeah, I remember there was someone messaged her, like, we all get it. Anyone with a big following will get a message and say, like, how much to, I don't know, see this picture or that picture or can I take you out for a drink? And she replied back to her group chat saying, oh my God, I bet my girlfriend will do this. I'll charge commission for it. And I was just like, you're supposed to love me.
Yeah.
And I think that's solely because I got back on the OnlyFans platform. So yeah, that was a bit disheartening. So yeah, it does kind of affect my confidence with people. But I think if you can't get your head around it, you're not the person for me. Yeah. I want someone who will love me for me. And if it was my partner, I'll be proud of them.
Yeah, definitely. It's horrible when someone kind of has that thought about you and they know you, they know the real you, yet they're trying to make you into something you're not and say that you're like going to be led astray or no, it's not cool.
You're less of a person
because
you monetize an underwear picture
that
literally 90% of Instagram are posting for free.
I remember that my ex was fine with my pictures and thought they were stunning until he realized I was making money from it, and then he was not okay with it at all. He was like, it's even worse that you're making money from it because you're scamming these men. And I was like, huh? So I would say, like, it's not bad because I'm not showing my nipples. And then he'd be like, that's worse because you're scamming them. And I'd be like, oh my God, I can't understand what the issue is here. Like, it's worse because I'm not naked, or it's worse because I'm making money and you don't want me to make money from my nice pictures. Like, men are mad. That's what I've realised.
And women also.
Some women as well, yeah. Yeah, but it's just, no, it's not cool.
So, Scarlett, you're a radio presenter as well. How do your work feel about you being on OnlyFans, or do they not know?
They do know. I've been really honest with the radio stations that I work for, and obviously I advertise my OnlyFans on social media, so everyone sees it, and, you know, I've made it very clear to them. Despite what I might post, it looks very sexy, or it might look like it's going to be totally naked. It's not. So, you know, you can always trust that I'm not doing porn on there, or I'm not doing anything explicit. But, you know, most presenters that do one or two radio shows a week that aren't doing the Capital Breakfast Show, we don't earn amazing money. Like, most of us radio presenters have got other jobs. My other job is OnlyFans. You know, my radio presenter friend, his other job is working in a restaurant the days that he's not on air. So it's like, it is just my other job. And I think they do understand that. But there's been a couple of times when, like, fans online and men have tried to put me down and tried to get me in trouble with my radio bosses. And recently someone tweeted Kerrang, which is the station that I work for, to my boss. They found my boss's personal Twitter and they tweeted to him and the station saying, can you guys please give Scarlett some more shifts on Kerrang? She's obviously got no money because she's all over the internet with no clothes on.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what are you trying to do here?
What's a sad little man.
And I was just like, my job is modelling as well. Like, he was just trying to get a reaction from me and trying to make Kerrang look at me badly. And my boss from Kerrang literally messaged me within minutes privately and was like, what an idiot, like, we would never think anything like that of you, we're totally supportive of you, we know that this is what you do. And just because I've got a nice body and I choose to show it online doesn't mean that I'm not a good presenter. The two things aren't connected. You know, another thing that annoys me is people assume that because I've been a model, that's why I got the job at Kerrang. The two things are totally independent. Like, yeah, I can be a good presenter and also be a sexy model. They're not, you know, that one
thing. It's completely different.
And it just annoys me that people try and get me in trouble for it and, like, try and, like, grass me up to my radio bosses. Like, oh, did you know she was a sexy model back in the day? She's been in Nuts magazine. Yeah, they know. Like, yes, I've got tits. Wow. I'm sure my boss realised that when I walked into the studio last week. They want me to walk. Like, oh, it's just so annoying. It's boring, if anything. But yeah, that's not good.
But it is a bigger reflection on the people doing that. It's the same as what I say to a lot of other people that struggle with like trolling or whatever. It speaks volumes about the person actually trolling. To make an account, to find your boss's email, to go to him and say all that. He's clearly a very unhappy person.
Desperate to get me in trouble. If I was trying to hide something, why would I be posting my OnlyFans link on the same page that I post my radio work on? Like, it's not a secret because I've got nothing to hide. But yeah, there's always going to be one person that wants to get you in trouble.
Maybe you missed his DM on OnlyFans and he's a little bit fuming. Yeah.
He can stay off. I don't want to talk to him.
But yeah, to wrap this up, anyone who does want to get on OnlyFans or is on OnlyFans and they're struggling with like stigma from friends or family, what would your advice be, Scarlett?
I think it just goes back to what we were saying earlier. Like, who's paying your bills? Like, not these people. And if you're in control of your boundaries on there, that's up to you. Like, don't let anyone tell you that you are going to end up doing porn just because you're on there, because that's not true. Mm-hmm. If you end up doing it, then that's your choice and there's nothing wrong with it. But don't be pressurized into thinking that you're a terrible person just for monetizing your content, because it's just not true. It's the next generation of influencer, in my opinion. It's just slowly happening. And, you know, I know lots of girls, influencers, that say, I can't go on OnlyFans because then Pretty Little Thing won't do a deal with me, and this brand, Fashion Nova, won't send me clothes anymore. It's completely untrue. Like, in the 2 years I've been on OnlyFans, I've done campaigns with Remington, with Pretty Little Thing. Like, I've done so many sponsored posts. You know, there might be some that have backed out when they've realised, but I don't know about it. But in my opinion, I've still worked fine. It's never stopped me from getting any work, as far as I'm aware. And also, if it has, the money from the site has made up for it anyway.
Probably tenfold.
Like, yeah, at least it's more guaranteed. I could come off OnlyFans and sit around waiting all year. Like, I might get that sponsored post from, you know, such and such clothing line, but it's not guaranteed. With OnlyFans, it's pretty much guaranteed that I'm gonna make some money. So it's like,
And I bet it's so much more empowering when you do get the brands that know about it and support you anyway than the ones that are very like old fashioned and rigid. I'm like, oh my God, no, we can't do that.
When I did the Remington campaign, before the campaign went out, and it was a campaign for a hair product, they actually pulled me to the side and said, look, we've seen you've got an OnlyFans. Can you just confirm what you post on there? And I let the director of the ad look at my phone. And I let them look at the page. And I was like, it literally is just fan interaction and like lingerie pictures. Absolutely fine. The campaign went out, no problem.
Yeah.
And that's how we need it to be. So
transparent, I think, and honest, not all these like myths about OnlyFans.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm hoping that we'll see that happening more and more, and that girls won't be so afraid to get on there. Like, I hear all the time, like, Love Islanders, like, I can't because of this deal. And I'm like, you can. Mm. You can. It's like weighing it up, basically.
100%. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for coming in. It's been such a great chat.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Hopefully we'll have a shoot soon. We can
definitely
do some OnlyFans pics.
Be amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please rate 5 stars and leave a review. And be sure to subscribe so you get next week's episode as soon as it lands. And remember, for the best experience, make sure you listen on the Entel app.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.